Looking through the lens of our camera, we have caught some unbelievable moments when it comes to professional bass fishing. How do they do it? Hell, we don't know. We're just camera guys.
All right, boys. So y'all, we're all back at home now.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So what have y'all been up to? What have y'all been doing? So like we got
a break, but we don't have a break.
Right, we're in real time. We're about to go into the last stage of the season. So it's like stage 7, Saginaw Bay. BJ, we haven't seen you in over a month. You weren't at the last event at stage 6. You've been, yeah. Where have you been?
Oh, dude, I've been living on a boat. Dude, I've pretty much been fishing every day since. And
How many charters will you fit in a day,
yeah,
if you can?
What is like a week and slash day kind of look for you when you're running these charters? Like 7 charters in a week or what?
Oh, no, I do about like 3 a day. So like today I got up at like 5 o'clock this morning and they're supposed to go offshore. And dude, the weather, no matter what, the weather forecast is always wrong, right?
This
morning there was no rain, nothing forecast or whatnot. You wake up and it's like you see this, like it's like blacker than it should be right now. And you pull up the radar and this mass is just coming right for us. And it's like, what in the world is this? And it happened yesterday too, during the day. Nothing's forecasted, it didn't come. So I'm up. We're trying to decide whether we should go or not, right? Because you got thunderstorm and all this stuff. And then they change it, it disappears. So by the time we get to the boat, it's coming back for us. And we're like, all right, well, we're just going to try to go anyway. And we end up getting rained on and turned back around right before all the lightning came. So I'm soaking wet.
Hang on a minute. Let's rewind just a little bit for the audience to catch up. So we all have jobs outside of like filming for our guys. BJ, you're a charter boat captain doing what kind of charters?
I mostly back bay and inshore. You know, our main thing here is flounder. You know,
saltwater, right?
Saltwater. Yeah. This whole freshwater thing, this past year is the most I've ever been around freshwater in my entire life. This whole freshwater thing is new to me.
That's crazy.
Going after one little green fish, you know.
Here's the thing.
It's the same deal with Adrian.
He spends
the most time he freshwater fishes is during tournaments.
If you guys that are listening to this don't follow BJ, you should follow BJ. He's the typical fisherman in the fact that he'll take his charter people and they'll catch like these regular size flounder, I guess. But all of a sudden he jumps in a tournament and he's got like a 7-pound flounder. Like out of nowhere, like, we don't know where that came from. Like,
okay, that thought for the record, crossed my mind
when you saw that. Is that the first thing you thought too, Colin? I was like, this guy is just like all the other. Like, he ain't taking his best stuff.
He is not giving him the juice.
Definitely not. Yeah.
You're showing all these kids, and you're like, this one just missed bumping the sticks. We can't keep that one. Then you'll have, we got these. And it's like, we got in one tournament, 7-pounder. Like,
okay, well, let's pump the brakes. It was 8.02, not 7 pounds. It was 8 pounds.
Okay.
That's, I know flounder. I mean, they have them down here in Louisiana. That is a big.
That's stupid.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, in about a month, that fish would have won us 100 to 50 grand.
That's crazy. You know,
so, unfortunately, we caught it early. Hopefully, we can continue to streak. But yeah, so, and for that record, like, that's where you learn, right? When you take people offshore that don't know what they're doing, they're just going to, they're losing money, you know, because we fish a lot of structure, rock piles, wrecks, stuff like that. So, you're constantly getting stuck, you know, and if you're not doing it properly, it's a very frustrating day.
So the offshore flounder are obviously bigger. Is that the deal?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, we can have bigger flounder in the back, like in the spring, right? When it's colder, they're in the back. Yeah. You know, there was a couple of eights. My biggest one I caught in the back this year was 6 pounds. But as the season goes on, and which kind of sucks for them, as the season goes on, like flounder season's already almost over, right? Like by the time June rolls around, they've already started to push out to the reefs in offshore. And, but yeah, like to me, I've learned, you know, fortunately, to make the most amount of money, you know, profit-wise, is taking out younger families in the back bay. you know, just catching smaller fish, flounder, just keeping them happy.
But having a good time.
And they say they want to go offshore, but like not everybody wants to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go fish, right? So now that pool narrows.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get up at 5 o'clock on a daily basis. That is not for me. I'd rather start at 8, go like 8 to 9 every day, get like 2 or 3 fishing charters in and do like a sunset cruise or a boost cruise at night, bread and butter. That is my goal.
So Adrian knew the deal when he brought you on this year that you were like, hey, summertime, it's time to get on this charter deal. I'll still edit your videos, but you got to self-film them last two.
Yep. Yeah. And that was the deal where like they originally thought I wasn't going to make it to Cayuga.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I was like, you know, unfortunately, like, you know, I might lose some money in it, but I was like, you say this is going to be your best one. And I was like, you know, I'm going. You know? And it turned out it was.
Yeah, then he won it.
You know, which paid off. But, you know, from there on out, it's like, yo, you guys already finished putting this last one up. I haven't even looked at it. Which, you know, I haven't looked at any of the video from this last tournament yet. You know, like, here it is. It's 9:30 at night. You know, I might get like a solid hour on it before I'm ready to pass out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what happened with that last one.
Oh, my gosh. Trying to edit when you're tired.
Oh,
the worst.
I won't do it.
That's the toughest part, right? Like creativity.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where it's tough because like with the editing wise, you know, you don't have a normal 9 to 5 because maybe some people edit better at night. Yeah. You know, but like,
that's me.
But like, I'm not editing at night when I've been up since like 5.
No, yeah, you can't do it.
But like, on a regular basis, like, you know, I might wake up at, you know, 7 or 8, chill. And then, like, get, you know, I actually do most of my editing at night, you know, just like in the zone better. But like when you're on the boat all day, it's like it's tough to kind of get that creative thing. And even in that last one, like, if I would have had a little bit more time, instead of like an hour here and there to do it, there's a lot of stuff that I would change, that, you know, fix it, you know, some stuff in there, you know. But you can just do what you can do, you know, in the time frame that's allotted.
The thing is. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brett.
No, you got it.
I was just going to say, lucky for you, BJ, since Adrian did self-film, these edits will go much faster for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I reached out to MLF again, which I thought they were mad at me because they didn't answer my email for like a week. You know, I was planning ahead, so like, I just wanted to get it out there that, you know, I needed the fish catch stuff, right? Because what? They took that away in the app.
It's back now.
Oh, it is back?
Oh, is it?
You can go to results now and it's back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they did that after Cayuga for various reasons. I think it was just during Cayuga and they blocked all of it. But if you go in there right now, if you click on the day and you click on your guy, it's back.
Okay. Well, because I don't even think I looked at it for this one. I just emailed them, like, trying to get ahead of the game because I, you know, want to try to look at it, right? And they didn't answer for a week. I'm like, dang, they might be actually mad about me being on the boat. You know, I think the guy that answered the email was the guy that sent the text.
Time out. We need to talk about that. I had that written down that we needed to talk about. There is the picture. Okay, hang on. I want to tell this story just real quick. So, BJ, which. I don't do this. I don't like jumping in the boat with the guys. I don't think it adds a whole ton of value. A lot of guys do believe it adds a ton of value. It definitely gives you some cooler shots when you do boat to boat. MLF has a rule, though, that the camera guys can actually be in the boat with your angler unless they want to put one of the MLF camera guys in the boat. And then you've got four people. You've got the official, the angler, you, and then
the
live camera guy. If the live camera guy comes, you have to immediately get out of the boat. So the only way you can be in the boat with your angler is if you have another boat stand by, you know, just waiting to pick you up because you have to get out right then. Well,
you need to have a chase boat.
Right. Yeah. Yes. You were in the boat and you were getting explain the story. The official was getting calls from like the league producer, I guess, saying that you were in the shot
in there. Yeah, it was saying all it said was the official said that tell Adrian's social media guy to get out of the way. And I'm like, where am I gonna go?
Right. Well, now, that, like, and what are you getting out of the way of if he doesn't have a live camera yet?
Well, so he didn't have a live camera for like the whole period, and this was his catch on the fish. They had I always forget this guy's name. They
Dave, had Dave Appleton,
the water.
Yeah, Dave Appleton is the camera guy, and then it's Rob Newell on the boat. It's usually Dave and Rob. Yeah.
So those guys were there every morning. You know, those couple mornings they were coming and shooting Adrian, right?
From
their boat, right? And so I guess they were getting live footage of Adrian, but like I was on the boat, right? Meanwhile, like they didn't say anything about another camera guy going. Like, they could have sent one of their cameras and put in Adrian's boat, but they were shooting from boat to boat, right? If you're saying like boat to boat, like you don't get the same as if you're actually in the boat, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're telling me to like hide, right? So like now it just changed like my whole shooting process where like I'm trying to get close and going all over.
Time out. This is my favorite part of the story. So BJ gets back and we're looking through photos, and one of the camera, like the actual still camera guys for MLF, I think it might have been Garrick, has a photo from the front. I think it's like the front side of the boat. And if you look in the back, BJ, there's a butt seat back there, right? There's just like a pedestal seat. BJ is crouched down as if he is only 2 inches wide, trying to get behind the pole of the pedestal seat, like that's going to hide him, like a cartoon character trying to hide behind this little bitty thing.
It was like an elephant trying to hide behind a tree.
Have y'all ever seen the meme of Shaq standing next to that little tree?
That is what it was. That was BJ holding a camera ducked behind this little bitty pole. Like he's actually hidden. And it's like, bro, we can see every bit of you. Like, what are you? You look crazy. Like trying to hide behind a little bitty pole.
But I was like, where else was I going to go? Right. Like I hid behind the console for a second. And I'm like, look, I can't get anything. So I'm like, hide behind him and the official. And I'm like kind of out of the way. Where before, like I was leaning over the side of the boat to try to get like the angle from the water. So in my mind, I was like, I'm more out of the shot than in the shot, right? But that photo was like spot on.
No, it completely took that photo. You completely stole the subject line in that photo. Like, once you see you back there, you can't unsee you. Like, it is so hilarious that you're back there behind this little bitty pole, just crouched down. And it's like, BJ, you're not hiding from anybody. What are you doing? Like,
he's there. Well, so I wonder if he was talking more about Garrett's shot. You know, because he was shooting that way, but like in my mind, neither one of them said something. So like, Dave Appleton, you know, we met him, like he's great.
Yeah.
And
super good day.
Like, I thought like if I was like, yo guys, like, was I in the way of the shots? He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I was told to get out of the way. He's like, didn't come from us. He's like, I thought it was great having you in the shot. You know, there's more action going on, you know. So they were kind of mind blown, you know, on the whole thing. And even when I asked him like a couple days afterwards or like the following day, he came up to me and he's like, who said that about you again? He's like, they never said a word to us about it, even later in the day. So like, that's where like it was still kind of like they were confused about it because they were like, hey, I don't want you to get the wrong impression. Like, we weren't saying anything about him because they were worried that we were, you know, mad at them for saying something. I was like, dude, I'm not mad at anybody. I don't care. But I was like, for the rules of how it's written down, like, we're allowed to be on the boat until they send another camera guy. So if you want the shot, send the camera and then kick me out of the boat.
Yeah.
In that way. So I was, you know, no matter what, it was a good time. But that was probably one of the best shots.
I'm trying to find the picture. I may make the picture that like the thumbnail for this podcast. Just because that picture is so funny to me. Like it is so hilarious that you're just crouched down. I'm trying to find it right now. I'm on MLF's website looking right now. Yep, there it is. Yep. There it is.
There's actually several of them.
There are. You're just crouched down back there, and I'm like, gosh.
Yeah. I'm hiding.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. All right, so that's what you've been up to. You're charter boating. You're on the water.
I just got done today.
Do what?
Yeah. So I just got done two today. You know, and it should have been three, but yeah, the weather, the storm kind of messed up the first one. And I got another three tomorrow, but two fishing and one. So,
Well, Colin, what are you doing? I hadn't talked to you in like almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, I
2 weeks.
Since I've been, or let's say, in this month off, I went to Oklahoma for a couple of days to do some filming and some preparation for whitetail season. The camouflage company I work for, Scree, we have a big lease out there, and just summertime prep. All the whitetail hunters, they know about it. Food plots, stands, camera inventory, you know, of bucks and all that. So I went there, went to Oklahoma for a couple of days, came back. Tomorrow I'm leaving to go to West Texas. I have a lease out there, a personal hunting lease out there. So it's kind of like a work trip slash hunting trip. So we are bringing a RV or like a travel trailer, like a bumper pull travel trailer. We're bringing it out there to the where our other camps are to add some more sleeping quarters for people and all that. And then I'm also going to hunt. And I know if you don't know, so there are a lot of animals out in West Texas that are considered an exotic, which would be like an axis deer, a fallow, a mouflon, audad, basically all some African animals that were brought over in high fence, like hunting pens, and they've escaped over the years. So where I hunt is low fence. It's free range, but some of the places nearby are high fence, and these animals just escape over time. So we do have quite a bit of exotic animals on our leash. So I am going to go try to kill an axis deer with my bow while I'm there for two days. It's just a short trip, 2 days. So a little work, a little hunting. So that's the two trips that I have between St. Clair and Saginaw. And then other than that, day to day, just meetings and filming around the house here and there.
Brett, did you feel yourself nodding? Like when he was talking, I felt like he was talking Chinese about that.
I don't know what he was talking about, but
I don't know.
All I heard is he was going to kill a deer.
It sounded good.
If any of those walked out, any of those deer, whatever you just named, walked out.
That's pretty cool though.
Well, I was like, dang, he's taking out a giraffe. Awesome. Like an exotic.
not
brought in from Africa. It escaped. What's it like? We're going to shoot
like
it.
Like a gazelle or something? Is that a thing? Do we have this?
We have what's called a black buck, which is in the antelope family.
Oh yeah.
Like an antelope. I'm sure, you know, everybody knows like antelope.
It's funny that you go out and you want to shoot an antelope and possibly eat it, and the guy you work for just goes for cantaloupe.
I didn't have that, so I did it for you. Well,
no, I was checking this goes straight back to Gunnersville when you and Steven from Realtree were talking about whatever y'all were talking about, and me and BJ are going, yep. Yep. Oh, solid point. Do you know what that is?
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
I believe him though.
Climbing straps or a ladder or something.
He said it with conviction. I believe him. I need that thing too. I wouldn't be caught dead without whatever he was talking about. I don't know why I need it, but he was very convincing about it.
Oh man.
He was like, you don't do it, stainless steel or something like that? Oh, that's all I think it was then.
Yeah, the Aiders is what we were talking about.
I remember there was a one-stepper and a two-stepper. There was something like that. Yeah.
One-step aider, two-step aider, three-step. But anyway, So these animals are like, some of them are like in the ram family, like a sheep or a ram, you know. Some of them are like the black buck is in the antelope family. The axis the body looks like a whitetail, but the horns are different. Just I mean, y'all wouldn't know unless you saw a picture.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I wouldn't even know how to get out there and start, much less identify what to shoot.
So yeah, it's gonna be hot. It'll be real warm out there, but you know, I'm just gonna endure the heat and hopefully get a nice axis. And so
bottom line, we all have other jobs that we have to do because it just the season is only so long and it can only pay so many bills that give us a break when we can't get those videos up in 24 hours right after the tournament. Everybody calm down.
You know how many posts there were on like the one video? It was like, yeah, one championship round come. Dude, it's going to come when it comes. I actually said something to Adrian, like, you should promote it. Because like, it was done a couple of days early. Like, promote it now, saying that it's coming out.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. But, it was doing good. But I was just like, guys, like, it's going to come when it comes.
Nobody understands the stress in the season when you've got the other job running at the same time and you've got to keep both companies running. Nobody understands that stress.
Dude, there was one comment on one of them. It was like, the guy was like, I would have paid money for it to come out sooner. And I wanted to comment back saying, don't tempt BJ because I'll take you up on it. Right. I was like, hey, you are willing to pay more. I will get it out faster for you if that's what you want. You know?
You remember, Brett, you remember whenever we were talking, it must have been right at the end of St. Clair, and I was like, I told you that I wasn't going to be able to go to ICAST because I was going to be in Oklahoma.
Yep.
You remember I told you how like I really needed the break, you know, and the time off and all that. I haven't gotten any of that break.
Yeah, I know. No, I
haven't gotten any time off. Like,
you got time off from shooting the video the bass fishing stuff, right?
Yeah, but not time off actual from, time off. Exactly. Time off from shooting with Mark. We all have other stuff to do when we get home, and I actually thought I was going to have like a week long break or so where I could actually kick my feet up during the day and chill. And I have meetings.
Dude, I work from home. The company I work for, National Scouting Report, NSR, they let me I work from home. So that's better. But it's also like I had so much work that I had backlog just because the season beats you down. Dude, I worked all the way through 4th of July. Like I went upstairs, I ate lunch and everything with the family 4th of July and came back downstairs and just got in my desk and just worked for the rest of the day. Yeah. I couldn't afford to lose a day.
Yeah, that was one thing I wanted to say. Like this dream job, air quotes, you know, at least for me, there is a lot of times where I am working all day on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. I try to take Saturday and Sunday off just for my kids and my wife. But Saturday night, Sunday night, like after everybody's tucked into bed, like, so at my house, because we have kids and we're older, like 9 o'clock, we're going to bed. So 9 o'clock, I'll sort of sneak back down here and I'll work till about 2 a.m. and then go upstairs, wake up at 6 and rinse and repeat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing every day.
Yeah.
So it does annoy me. I get the fan perspective when we see the comments like, oh my gosh, it'd be so great. There was one comment on one of Dustin's. I don't know the guy's name. I ain't trying to call anybody out. But he was like, man, it'd be really awesome if y'all could if you could post during your off day, your day one. Well, number one, there's multiple prongs to why that's a bad idea. Number one, physically impossible, right? Like, I don't think it's possible. These edits, me and Colin have talked about that. We talked about this, I think, on our last podcast, how long an actual tournament edit is. And it's usually for a day. It can, depending on how many catches there are, what you got to weed through, just there's a lot of variables in there.
Multiple camera angles.
It can be as short as 6 hours or it can be as long as 14 for a single day, depending on what you're trying to do.
The longest is because the camera's rolling the whole day is pulling the clips out and like and finding the actual clips, right? Yeah. That you want to use. Yeah. So it's already part of the editing process, but it's kind of tough. And then when you find it, you can kind of put it together, you know, and then, you know, finish it out. But like with everything, and that's like, to me, like the hardest part is there's always going to be rough. And then like, it's always better if you let it sit there and then rewatch it like a couple of days later, because when you're in the thick of it and you're rolling, you know how many times I've literally finished editing the video and posted it like an hour later?
Yeah.
You know, multiple times and shit. Really, I would much rather let it sit there and go on back and watch it a couple of days, but you don't have the time because you're already trying to get on to the next one.
And that, when you post them that quick, it's so easy to miss a mistake too.
Oh, like
and like big mistakes that you just look over because you're just going so quick.
Yeah.
But they got, number one, we're not going to post practice before the end of the tournament, or at least the end of the guy we're working for's tournament, typically, because we don't want to give away any information that may to the public, because there's locals that'll come and try to immediately copy whatever they're doing. And if they can identify the spot, they'll roll right up. That we don't want locals to they already got live. That's already bad enough because they're going to roll up on them the day of. But we just don't want to expose that.
I know like where Mark was fishing at St. Clair, there's a big gigantic
tower.
Anybody around there, if they watch the practice video, they know where he's at.
Well, the tower's name.
They know the general area.
Well, and we're not there, so I'm going to say it. The tower name is 9 Mile Tower. Like, it's right off 9 Mile. Like, it's right on 9 Mile on St. Clair. Like, I saw that in the pictures that MLF was posting on it. And I was like, uh-oh, that's not a good deal. And the only reason I was like, uh-oh, that's not a good deal. Like, of course, I hate it for Mark, but Dustin and Mark weren't too far from each other. So it's like, well, if they get on his stuff, they're going to get on Dustin's stuff. And it's just, that reason. And it did. Like, there were some locals out there.
Yeah. It's just part of it, yeah.
Especially with the way MLF works, where they do a reset after day one and day two, and they're trying to make it where it always ends on a Sunday. So that means your reset is on a Saturday for knockout. So now you're fighting with locals already look, everybody needs a break. If you only get to fish on the weekends, you want to go fish, and you've been watching fishing on your home lake all week long. You want to do it. And instinctively, you're going to go where you see them catching them. It's just, it happens to be during a reset. So their weights didn't roll over, and now they got to start fresh, and now they're competing with locals. It's a tough situation. So we try to not expose that we try to lessen that. So that's number two reason, other than it being physically impossible, that we can edit that quickly.
Yeah. And unfortunately, some of those people are seeing some other videos get posted early, and I think that's probably where they're getting that from. They someone can do it, why can't you do it, right? Well, and I'll put out, someone can be a really good editor, or they got someone else helping. I think the only way you can really do that is if you worked as a team, or like somebody who's in the field, like out there following them around, and then it sends it back to someone at home that's editing.
Because
the hardest part is when you're with them.
Yeah.
No, because like we're going to dinner, you're doing stuff, so there is a lot of wasted time.
Yeah.
Where like you could be editing and doing something there, but like life gets in the way, right? You got to eat, you're tired, you got all that stuff. And we're already up to like 12 o'clock every night when we're waking up at 5.
Well, with us, we're also trying to get them to do extracurricular activities, like extra like extra videos as they get off the water too. So there's just a bunch of it. Normally, when I leave a tournament, I normally have filmed 6 videos. Like that's the mark I'm always trying to shoot for. So I've got travel, practice, day one, day two, knockout. That's 5. We hope for a championship, but if not, I know I at least have an extra banked, right? Yep. Whether it be flip pong or a podcast, or we went somewhere in an off day, we're juggling a lot of data. Low key, we kind of stake our livelihood, at least for that week, on a hard drive that could fail us at any moment. I'm telling you, it's sketchy, some of the stuff. Y'all will be happy to know that I've got all SSDs now. So the guys make fun of me because another reason, let's just go with a third prong, at least for Dustin stuff. I'm not even
we're
done downloading.
To help you.
Yeah, I'm not even done downloading the cards. After day, like, if I download day one, it's still downloading on day two. Like, it takes forever for me to download cards, and I didn't even realize I had a problem until I hung around you guys, and y'all made me feel bad about it.
We're trying to help you out, bro.
So, you're download shy.
Yeah, I was gonna say something toward that effect, BJ, but I'm glad you did it for me.
Well, so and this is where I found out from that when we had to send all that data over from the one tournament.
Yep.
Like my computer must have gone to sleep during it and like corrupted a couple files in there.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that's why you had a couple cameras to go back and forth. But now like that whole drive, like I don't want to use, even though like it went back and forth with the people on the thing about getting it back. Like, yeah, wipe the drive, format it and see what's fine. But now I have a question on the drive itself.
You know, it's always going to be in the back of your mind.
Yep.
To trust it or not. They're like, well, we can send you a new one. I'm like, well, do I really want a new one, right? And it's a hard drive, right? And normally that stuff's put there to be stored on. Frankly, because, yeah, I can't afford a 4 terabyte SSD and needing more of them.
Oh, dude. These Samsungs were on sale. So I've got a Samsung. That's what I got. I got these Samsungs that were on sale for Prime. Dude.
Dang, I should have did that.
They were like,
how much were they?
They were 4 terabytes and they were $150.
Oh, that would
be good. I ended up getting. I got two of them. I thought it was a great deal.
It really is. Good deal.
Actually, really good deal. I had a professional photographer out on the boat the other day, who like shot Luke Bryan's music video and does like a lot of photography, like professional photography that way, and in like the country music world. And like the other day, I asked him, like, dude, like, what do you have? You ever had this issue where the hard drive goes? Like, dude, we just dealt with that the other day, and apparently it corrupted. But like, he saves all this stuff on like the micro SDs or the SD cards, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of like for that reason. And he said that something happened on one of the SD cards, even. And he's like, you get 3 formats on an SD before you can't get any data on there. And I was like, really? So like, any of those little SD cards, you know, you got 3 formats, and I'm like, no way. But in my mind, if I had all the money in the world, I would have 4 days of SD cards so that that's your backup on top of it, right? So that you can keep going. You can dump all this stuff on our hard drive, but those SD cards stay full until the next tournament.
Yeah.
Granted, that's where you probably need an extra hard drive just for the one camera that MLF might want to call.
Colin pretty much already does that.
You know?
Yeah.
I did not have a dedicated hard drive for it.
I went. Are you talking about like multiple SD cards, Brett?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the multiple SSD?
No, I was talking about multiple, like how you don't like deleting stuff at all.
Yeah. So I went on an elk trip last year, completely off the grid, and for like 7 days. So I'm like trying to like guesstimate, like, you know, like I didn't bring my laptop. So I'm trying to like basically think like how many SD card, how many 256 cards or 128, whatever I got, do I need like to last me the whole trip? You know, like if we're like really hot in action and I'm filming like a lot every day, you know, like, and so I ended up buying like 6 or 7, either. Oh, I got it right here. Let me see. I have 6. 128 gigabyte SD cards. So I could theoretically like shoot one day per SD card. And a lot of times I won't do one day per card, but I might do like 2 days per card and then set it off to the side and then pop a new card in and like shoot a couple more days.
It's tough because until that video is done or whatnot, like, I never had a hard drive issue, and I probably wouldn't have had one if, like, I didn't set the new computer to, get, like, not go to sleep, which I thought I did, and I think it would have. But, like, that data transfer is going all night. That thing is running. So, you know, the computer is getting hot. I know that hard drive was getting hot, you know, and it must have gone to sleep. And in the middle of a transfer, something happens and file gets corrupted that way. So like that's where like I'd much rather, you know, have the backups on it and have a hard drive that's just for like that camera that might be, you know, transferring. Yeah. So that you don't risk losing the whole hard drive and not being able to use it. So I don't even think we should be dealing with that stuff. That should be completely not our area at all.
Here's the crazy part. We started this podcast to do exactly what we're doing right now. This is the exact crap that we talk about until 1 a.m.
We're working on it.
I envision myself standing up. I'm dressed just like I would be dressed at a tournament. Like I've got my little athletic pants on right now. I've got my athletic pants. That's my actual like everyday thing. I've got my athletic pants on. I've got my big, thick, woolly socks that I always wear, even in the summertime. I've got my little, you know, shirt, my little, like, whatever. I'm in my, like, what I would consider my pajamas. I can picture myself leaning up against a doorway wherever we're at, just talking, just like what we're doing now, where we're talking about hard drives or our thoughts on this or that. This is exactly what the podcast was designed for. Now, to some of y'all that are listening, it may be a little boring because we're talking about hard drives and stuff, but to some of y'all, this is kind of the juice of what we're talking about. Like we're kind of brainstorming ways around our problems. The main topic was what we're doing in the off season. Somehow I know how we got on hard drives. Cause I was bragging. Cause you know, I got up with the new Century and I've got SSDs now and not spinny drives. The Lacy drives, I will say, never failed me, but they're slow.
Yeah.
So I'm moving on up in life. Do what?
What never failed you?
The Lacy drives, those orange drives
that
I've got. Those Lacys are legit and they're easy to edit off of. The one thing I have found out with these SSDs is I get a little bit of lag when I'm editing off of them.
But see, the problem is that SSD is supposed to be faster, though. It should be faster than your Lacy.
Well, my computer also may need a reboot. Like it had been awake a while, but.
Well. I think no matter what, when you edit off of it, on your computer, even on that, like, I think it just reads it slower.
I don't know. It was a little laggy, so I was like, I don't know if I like that, but it is what it is. It was manageable. I mean, I was able to get through a couple stuff. I don't know. Yeah, I never really had a break either, though. This deal. I've been working like crazy for both. Dustin went out and filmed a video yesterday. So I got that chip now and I've got to edit it. Hopefully I'll have it
by
posted.
Yourself.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll have it posted tomorrow. We had a long talk about how I need multiple camera angles. Like I was super proud of him that he wore a chesty. So the video is
was this with the other guy you were telling me about?
No.
Okay.
No, Mark was actually with him, but they were fishing with vets.
Yeah. I saw that. I wonder. Mark is doing a video.
I don't know. He had a chesty on.
I saw that. I did notice that in the story, but.
Yep. So I had to go meet him and pick up a chip from him, but it's all on chesty. I was super proud of that. But you guys know just as I know, if I can get a second camera angle, like from a boat, that I can bounce back and forth between chesty and boat, it just makes the video so much better, night and day better. So we were talking about that kind of thing and also how important it is to make sure you get someone get you a thumbnail picture because a screen grab is okay, but it's not great, especially from a chesty. I need your face in the. So we talked a lot about that. We got all that ironed out, but dude, I'm ready to get going already. Like I'm bummed that the season's almost over because it's going to be over early this year compared to the last couple of years, but I want to go
early.
Yeah, normally, like, last year we ended up September.
I feel like September.
Yeah.
Well, when was this tournament? Oh, was there another one in September?
Yeah.
Or is this one in August, number 6?
No, this next one is the last one, but last year, August was number 6. Yeah. August was number 6. So, August last year was Cayuga.
So, stage 7 last year was Cayuga?
Yeah. No, stage 6 was, and then stage 7 was Mille Lacs.
That kind of worked out better for us, and as in me, because if Cayuga was in August, I would not have been there at all.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, so it was an offshore deal, whereas this year it was a spawning deal.
It'll never happen again.
Oh no, that ship has sailed.
I don't even do we won't ever even go into that, huh?
We will not. I say we Cayuga will be not even just the whole thing. We're just not going back to Cayuga for a while. Like that, we just don't want to revisit that. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm ready to get going. I was talking to Dustin today, and it's like he's got kind of cabin fever over it. I've got cabin fever over it. Like, as much as when I'm gone, it's such a weird deal, man. Like, the minute I get back, I'm happy to be home for like a week and a half, and then I'm ready to go again. I want to go. Like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then the minute I get to the place that we're going, I want to go home. I'm ready to go home. I just want to get back. Like, it's like, well, I'm never completely happy or complacent where I'm at.
Yeah.
I think that's the tough part is, like, everyone likes change, you know, changing it up a little bit. Like, they're in one spot and then stagnant. Like, you're not growing. But, like, you have a family, right? So, like, that's why, like, when you're away, like, you always kind of want to get home.
Yeah, I want to go home and see them, but the minute I get there and they're all yelling and gosh, my 4-year old, the new thing is why, right? Well, why? And it's like if you keep asking questions, I swear they're never gonna find you. Like they're never gonna find you. Like, I'm just kidding. I love my kid, but seriously though, stop asking why. But it's like I get home and 30 minutes after I'm home, I'm like, why did I want to come home? I just need to go. Like, it's time to go again. We got to go. We got to get out of here.
I wanted to tell y'all, funny enough, I had a buddy call me today, and he got an opportunity to basically to relocate to Columbus, Ohio from Louisiana for like 8 months for work. And he was calling me and just asking me, like, he's like, bro, like you're always on the road. Like, help me out. Like, you know, tell me like what it's like and this and that. So we had like this 30-minute conversation and I was just basically kind of just laying out, you know, like the pros and cons of, it's kind of like what we do, you know, like we live out of a suitcase.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was kind of interesting how literally today he called me and was like, you know, basically asking like, is it awesome to like travel all the time? You know, and
it is.
We had,
and
like, a long conversation. It has pros and cons.
It's totally is. And it totally isn't. I feel like everywhere we go though, we don't actually get to take in that city.
No,
you know what
no.
I mean? Like it's very weird.
Don't understand.
Like we're traveling, like, and we see that stuff, but it's like, we see it in passing. We don't ever get to actually like take it in. There's not enough time. Like we're just, it literally is a business trip.
Well, no, but it's like working, you know, staring at your computer here.
Yeah.
But you're staring at it in a different place, sleeping on the floor after you just drove like 12 hours to get there.
Yeah. It's really, really hard. Like, so obviously I've got a wife and BJ, you've got a girlfriend, and Colin, single, ready to mingle. But Colin's in the best position out of all of us because he has to answer to no one when he's gone. Yeah. But when I walk in the door, dude, I'm public enemy number one. I've been on vacation for a week and a half. That's the way it's looked at. And we've already talked about in podcast number two, how we sort of live and eat. So we're sleeping on cots, floors, and air mattresses, and we're eating sometimes just potato chips, and other times we're having like 5-star meals, it feels like. All my wife knows is that she heard is that I've been going away from the kids eating 5-star meals. That's all she heard the entire time. So when I walk in the door, it's game on. And that it's hard to explain to someone that the image we put on YouTube isn't always the 100% truth. It is true. It did happen, but it's not the full story.
Well, no, so you got the fishing time, but a lot of the behind the scenes is not shown.
No, well, a lot of it's boring too. Like,
any fishing video, and I should say the charters even, like, man, you don't know how many days it took to film that fishing show, right? So like, there's a lot of downtime in fishing.
Yep.
You know, so it's like to film that 30-minute video, and you know that's where like it's not all glamorous.
I mean, for instance, take a day one video, right? Our typical day one video. It can range between 20 minutes to 35 minutes, depending on how you want to shoot it. We are literally showing you the most exciting parts of that entire day, and it was only 20 or 30 minutes.
And the thing is, is that, like, honestly, like, the day one video might span, like, 32 hours, you
know?
Yeah,
because we'll
like,
include
it's really
some
like a day
stuff.
And a half.
Yeah, we'll include the off-day stuff either before or after. Absolutely. And it's just, it's a lot of downtime. It is a lot of downtime. The guys, for the most part, all they're doing is sitting in their boats rigging tackle. That's legitimately a lot of their time. They're just sitting in the boat rigging tackle and thinking. And we're in the house on the computer.
Or like at the last one at St. Clair, and the off days, most of the guys, they're going to Saginaw. They're driving 2 hours on their off day.
To practice.
Go practice at Saginaw for, you know, the whole day and drop 2 hours back.
Yeah. Dude. I don't know how Saginaw is going to work. I've heard it's going to be a trailering policy. Like this episode will come out during Saginaw. This will be episode 4. I've heard it's a trailering policy because there's such an idle out. So that's going to be interesting for us to film and drone, because it's going to be, we dunk them in the water and they just go. And it's not going to be much time for us to get what we need.
So it'll basically be kind of like what we did at 9 Mile that day.
That day too. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's always keeps us on our toes. BJ, you won't have to worry about it. And I'll just make sure that Adrian's cards are ready to go again. Like, he walked in.
I'm
he walked
sure
in with
I
these
gave you 3 days of cards.
He did.
And I was like, what do you mean there's not enough room?
Well, he walked in and he just sort of handed me some stuff and he said, hey, can you do this? And that's all he said. And I was like, well, what do you have? And he started showing me, and I'm like, all right, hopeless here. Give me the stuff. I'll figure it out. So that's why I called you. And I was like, hey, I don't see these cards, or I don't see this, or what am I looking at here? Charging his batteries for him.
Which, like, you know, and this is why I said, like, it'd be nice to just have a kid to go and do this, because all you really need to do is have a babysitter there, right?
Yeah.
It's to download the cards and make sure that everything's charged. Like, shooting the B-roll stuff over there is, like, not super complicated.
Yep.
Right? So, like, other than, like, when I was in the boat, you know, going and following, like, yeah, I'd rather be there shooting it than someone else. But, like, for the most part, you don't need to be a camera or, you know, really, you know, shooting, you know, videographer wizard.
There's something I want to
say between this stuff.
I've thought about this.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying. I've thought about this, and it's honestly a little terrifying. I'm not sure I should say this, because if any of the guys hear it, like, no, I'm not going to say it, because we could be out of a job if I say what I'm about to say.
You gotta form it properly.
I don't know that I can. It's just, I'm pretty blunt.
We'll just save it. Save it for after.
Y'all know what I'm gonna. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Y'all know what I'm gonna say, right?
It's filming it all himself.
There really isn't much to our job. Like, there's a lot of times. It's like, okay, I film in the morning and I film in the afternoon. I get an opener and a closer. The rest of it's on GoPro.
Yeah. They could vlog themselves the whole time shooting before and after, right? And then you pull the cameras. Like, do you need a drone shot? No. Is it cool? Yeah. But I got about like a couple seconds in there.
Yeah.
You know? So is it worth having someone there just for that one shot? I don't think so.
You know? See, that's
I mean, you say that, Brett. It's like. There isn't a lot to it, but there is
there
a lot
is.
To
it's,
it.
It's really the stuff that's not behind the camera that we're the most valuable for.
No.
Like, we're like, planning out the storyline, and, like, we're kind of directing them for...
I got no storyline.
That's the thing.
Yeah, there's no planning.
That's the thing is, you're going to go into that completely blind, because you're going to have just all that footage, and you've got to figure it out, whereas me and Colin have already built it and know what the video is going to look like before we even start editing.
Yeah.
Well,
actually is
the
plus.
Catch,
that is the plus.
No, but so the fish catch, like, I don't know what happened during the day, even, you know, when I am there.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I'm hoping somewhere in that thing, you know, he's like, I kind of like that song that when I downloaded it, like, it's him talking, you know, at some point. But, like, these videos, like, I don't, they, I don't know. But like, that's where they, if they were all together in a group or whatnot.
I just hope they're out before Christmas.
Yeah, I was like, no lie. I was like, there might be a storm coming up on the horizon. But I got the screenshots from MLF. I was planning on doing them one of these days. I would love to get the last tournament out before the next one. Right?
Well, but you got like you got a week and a half, bud.
Yeah, well that's why like I don't know when what I'm really walking into on his videos, but I'm hoping, and this is where it's bad, because, you know, he didn't really do great day one. It rained. I don't think he had a chesty on. I think it was the back camera. I was like, yeah, well, if you got to take your chesty off, put it on the dash. Right.
The spot you're in, day one and day two, going a single video, yes, and then knockout goes in a single video.
No, so that's what I was like. It's going to be one video, but I don't know if day one and day two is going to be more than 20 minutes, you know? Because I know it's down to one camera.
You can definitely make it 20 minutes because I remember he said he caught like 50 fish each day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know, are they all worth it? You know,
not all of them.
No,
like, but that's what I'm saying though. Like,
what Colin's saying is you're in control of how long you want to make it at that point.
Yeah. So I think I was putting like around 10 or so or 11 fish catches in my St. Clair video. So I would do like his first five, and then like I would do fish that were like 3.5, 3.75 pounds or heavier.
Well, the problem is I haven't looked at it, but I think he's down to one camera and it's the back camera.
Yeah.
Because I think it was raining. The game was just, you know, I don't know. So like, the thing is, like, there might be a lot of fish catches in there, but there might be like no audio.
It's a little extra. It might be garbage. It's a little extra. Yeah, that's true too. You got to figure out what the footage looks like to get there, but it's a little extra work. But I actually wrote all the catches and the times just down on a notepad, right? And then I would put a line, like a dash, next to all the ones that were like his first five, and then each cull, right? And
yeah,
I had a line break between the periods, right? So I know where the period started. Like, okay, he caught five fish this period, seven fish this period, whatever. And then I would put a star by the actual, like, the final, like, five that made his weight. And from there, I would circle the ones that I was going to put in. So at the end of each period, yeah, I made sure it married up, because at the end of each period, him and his official are going to talk about what the weight is. So I made sure I included the top five for each period. You know what I mean? Like whatever rounded out the weight for the end of the period. I ended up with like maybe like 9 or 10 fish that ended up in each video. But that's the only way I could make it make sense. I didn't want to include everything, but I needed to make the story work without losing
done that where I didn't want to include all the weights in it, and it was like off by like 12 pounds, and I just left out what they said about it. So I was like, I'm not going through and having this add up all the way through it.
I did that
before as well.
In the middle of the period when he gives him an update, I just left all those out, unless it matched what I had.
No, so like I do the same thing with it, with the weights and the times, but like next to it, I write down like my cameras. So then I check off that I got, you know, like the front camera is chesty or whatever it is, and make sure I got that fish catch. And then all I write is like first, second, third, and fifth.
Speaking of camera, BJ, I've got two new DJI Osmo 3s right here.
Oh, really?
Making the switch, man.
Dang.
Ditching the GoPros.
You don't even know, BJ, or maybe you do. But mine and Brett's GoPros kind of crapped out on us a little bit at St. Clair.
Really?
Dude, I bought a brand new one, like a brand new one just for St. Clair. And on day one, I think it made it 3 hours before it died.
What are they up to, 11 or something?
Yeah, but I bought a 10 because I knew I was trying to get these DJIs, and they're back ordered right now. So when you order it, it says like, these weren't supposed to ship until July 31st, but they just happened to ship early. I mean, Collins was the same way.
DJIs.
Yeah, they're DJIs. Yeah, I ordered them from DJI.
No, the DJIs weren't supposed to ship till later.
Correct. I wasn't supposed to have them in time for this tournament, but I randomly got an email that, hey, they shipped early. I ordered them.
I have one as well, BJ. I got one as well.
Colin,
you got DJI too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
got gosh, one. Dang.
But yeah. Mine, I ordered mine before Brett's. So, look, mine delivered to my house the day after I left for St. Clair.
Yep.
Oh.
And I ordered,
didn't get to use it.
I ordered, just think about when St. Clair ended. I ordered on the drive back. So, it was Championship Sunday while we were driving back. I ordered those DJIs on the drive back, and they were delivered yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, there's a back order.
Really?
Yeah. Speaking of, I didn't get to tell Colin, BJ, you had no clue of this. I was supposed to fly home from St. Clair.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew about this.
Yeah, I was supposed to fly home from St. Clair, and randomly I fall asleep in the back seat of Dustin's truck, and it gets on Instagram, and Colin hits me up, and he goes, dude, I thought you were flying. Why are you in the back of Dustin's truck? Because my whole thing was, is I wasn't going to ride the Victoria flew up there. She's obviously going to get the front seat. I didn't want to ride in Dustin's truck. That's very important here to the story. Dustin's truck with all the crap that's back there in the back seat all the way home for like 13 hours. I didn't want to do that. So Dustin was like, yeah, I'll buy you a ticket. It just so happened to be the day that freaking I booked a United flight. All of United that day that I was trying to fly back had like they'd canceled like the whole day. Everything with United was canceled or delayed. My flight was, I think, 3 hours delayed, and I was going to miss my connection by 2 hours in Chicago to go home. So I got that message at like 2 a.m., and I had to tell Dustin that like 3 hours later when we were trying to leave, like, hey, just FYI, I'm riding home with y'all. I'm not going to the airport. I couldn't find another flight that wasn't under like $1,000. So I was like, yeah, I'll just sit in the back seat and edit.
Yeah. Ooh. Editing while driving is not it. I'll refuse to do that.
Well, y'all are in a Tundra too. So this Dustin's truck, because it's not lifted, he's got like stock tires on it. It actually rides really, really smooth. So for me, it's not that bad as long as I don't look out the window. If I get any kind of peripheral outside the window, I start getting sick.
In the back seat?
In the back seat. In the front seat, I can't do it.
Really?
I cannot do it in the front seat. But in the back seat, there's enough blinding me that I don't get sick. Now, I did take Dramamine too, though. But most of his day one video got edited in the back seat back there.
Wow.
So if it looks shoddy, that's why. All of my videos look shoddy, so it's all right. Anyway, guys, dude, BJ said he had a solid 30 minutes, and we're about almost an hour in.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up. I'm sure we bored everybody to tears. They're not all going to be like this. They're not all going to be techie. We just wanted to fill y'all in on what we actually do, because we get a lot of comments on where are these videos? Why is this taking so long? Why is this? And honestly, we're all trying to get the videos done before the next tournament. We had a month off, so Colin gets the freaking overachiever award because he got his videos done super freaking quick, and I'm sitting there over there going, dude, chill out, you're making us all look bad. And so
hey bro, I just have a schedule that I gotta follow.
No, well, you have to, because we've got these other jobs. Like we've all got that, but because I knew I had more time, I was like, I'm gonna take 2 weeks on these edits. I've got Flip Pong in the middle of it too. I'm like, I'm gonna take my time on this deal. Which, speaking of Flip Pong, Colin, that's your deal this last go, so we've got to figure that out. We're not going to do what I talked about.
Okay, we're not.
No, I don't think we're going to do it. BJ didn't even know about that. So we came up with this idea, BJ, and
Not we.
I came up with this idea, but it was recommended, right? Like there was people that were kind of pushing me a little bit on it. We have put the guys through so much garbage this year, right? Of, well, you got to eat this, or you got to smell this, or drink this, the idea was brought up, well, what if we just spring it on the camera guys and say, okay, well, whatever we choose, y'all have to do. Like, they would play the game. Originally, it was supposed to be us playing the game, but it was like, well, BJ's not even there. Like,
I definitely lost it.
Do what?
I didn't hear the good part of that.
They were gonna make the camera guys do it.
Oh,
like,
no.
They were gonna say, like, okay, well, they wanted us to play it first, and then it was turned into actually, well, we're gonna play it but whatever our guy chooses. So if like freaking Mark, for instance, says, no, I'm doing the cup. Clam juice. All right, Colin, hit the clam juice. Or I'm gonna take the consequence. All right, Colin, you gotta wear a diaper at blast off while you're running around. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay. Well, to be fair, we did do the smelling salts, or I did the smelling salts in the one.
No, you did the smelling salts hard.
Yeah,
and we tried the ghost pepper hot sauce before they even did.
That's to make sure
it wasn't going to send somebody to the hospital.
That's true. Yeah.
This is nothing for me.
We had our fill of it. It's just they kind of wanted like the revenge on it, and that it was a great idea, but Colin
wasn't a great idea.
To Colin's point. Well, BJ was in on this most of the whole year, and he's just going to get off scot-free? Like, I don't think so.
This is my other point, BJ. So,
this is actually a really good point. I know what he's about to say, and this is actually a very good point. Go ahead, Colin.
Look, so here's the point, BJ. So, the next one of the consequences is an adult diaper that has to be worn at blast-off, right? So, here's the thing, right? If Jacob is wearing an adult diaper at blast off, it's funny and everybody laughs and they know it's foot palm. If I'm wearing an adult diaper at blast off, they're like,
"You're just a crazy guy with a camera and adult diaper."
The diaper is like over your pants. Like everyone
it had to be an adult diaper over your pants at blast off.
I think they could put two and two together.
No, nobody knows who I am. People know who Brett is. I'm walking down the boat ramp in an adult diaper.
Hang on,
time out.
Let's picture it. Colin's got his camera. He's standing up on the deck of Mark's boat, filming Mark, giving his intro to the day in a diaper.
That's
cool,
bro.
Colin was like, yeah, I'm out on that. And I can't blame him, but we got to come up with some good stuff for this last one.
That would be like me standing. I was like, all right. I was like, well, I'll wear the diaper as I greet my charter in the morning as they're walking down the dock, and I'm staying there in a diaper as they're walking down. They're like, what in the world did we just sign up for?
That would actually be that would actually almost be really, really funny for the video, that it just bounces to Jersey, and it's like you've got a line of shots you've got to do, and then like there's a film of you like in the morning waving at your charter like in an adult.
That would actually be really
funny. But no, we're gonna stick to the original script. I've actually had a lot of fans DM me like that they went out and bought the stuff. Like I've got pictures of one in particular that the guy actually went out and bought like those float, like the cup holders that we have. Orange, just like what we've got, was asking me about distances. Like how far are the cups apart? And I was like, I don't know, wherever they decide for the day. And he was asking all the rules and everything. And he keeps sending me pictures of like, hey, me and my buddies were playing this weekend. This is actually a really good one. And like, obviously it's been recommended.
That's cool.
Dude, it's super cool. The cinnamon deal. Like he's like, dude, you got to do the cinnamon.
Yeah.
He's like, that's a really, really good one. And he low key sent me one today. And he was like, shockingly, the can of Jet Puff marshmallow, not like a big marshmallow, but like the can, because it's kind of like more mushy and sticky. If you do a big glob of it, he's like, it almost like tries to kill you. Like it tries to suffocate you. Like it's almost like the crackers were at KU. Yeah, like they're sneaky. It's sneaky bad. Like you put a thing of marshmallow and you can't like chew it or swallow it. It's not dissolving because it's already kind of gelatin a little bit. Like it's really tough to handle. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. Let's kill them. Like that sounds like a great idea. That's a really good cap to the season. We killed somebody.
Yeah. It was going to take it to the next level.
No, I mean,
throw the cinnamon one in there though.
I think the cinnamon one would be solid.
I wanted
to have it where it was like the worst ones of the year, like the worst punishments, punishments of the year and the worst cups of the year. Because this time we went hard with the punishments. The diaper is what got everybody. Nobody wanted the diaper. They were scared to death of the diaper. So everybody took cups. There was no consequence.
This is what's like, they don't understand now. And it's like, these guys, they do this stuff and they do it for like the bare minimum amount of time. Mm-hmm. like for these consequences like at the ramp. But it's like people talk about it and it's funny.
Oh.
And it's like they need to own it. Like with the scarf deal, like Adrian didn't want to do it because DC didn't do it and you didn't put it in there as part of the deal. But it's like if they would have wrote, like to take off the scarf flowing out the back, like that would have been a great shot for MLF.
Listen,
you know, they probably would have shared it.
Listen,
it
would have
been great.
So the glasses, we had those.
Oh,
the glasses with the nose, right? You know what I'm talking about, BJ? Did you see any of these
pictures? Yeah, I saw that pic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dustin really played up that character, and on our video, he kept calling himself Justin Donnell, right? and he made this character Justin Donnell with one L. Like, it's got one L on the end. Like, he was very specific on all this. On the way home, and I can announce this now because it's either probably already sold out or it's already dropped. But we're doing like a limited run of shirts that has that picture, just the graphic of that picture on it. And in quotes underneath it, it says, "Stay off my hole, Justin Donnell." And it's just him sitting there with them glasses on his boat. Like it was taken by MLF, like that picture on his boat, looking off like in the distance. And we kind of turned into that. And dude, there's such an opportunity for those guys if they would just lean into it.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Oh, dude, that's hilarious.
So awesome. We did.
Are y'all doing the hat too?
Yeah. So there's going to be a hat and a hoodie and a shirt and everything like that that comes out in the fall. But this particular design with just that graphic picture, think of it like if you follow Nelk, like they do the Hezbollah shirts, like it's just the picture, right? It's just that goofy picture of him. Nothing fancy, nothing cut out with just the quote and the Justin Donnell. And I think we ordered like, it wasn't very many in each size. So once they're gone, they're gone. We're never ordering them again. Like it's just a limited run deal. And I think what we're going to try to do is every quarter, like I'm going to come up with a t-shirt design every quarter of something either that he does or says or some quote, something that's in the moment. Like I'm already thinking of like the Q4 shirt that we're going to do this year. We're going to do a limited run. It's just going to drop. And when they're gone, we never do them again. That's the plan.
That is a good idea.
It's just it's the marketing plan we've come up with of pushing limited quantity merch. So anyway,
that's cool.
That's some behind the scenes. Okay. That's behind the scenes stuff. So anyway, we've gone definitely over time. We got to do this more often. We got to spice it up for
that was a serious catch up.
Yeah, it was. It was just because we like for the audience that's listening all like. Now it's like 40 of you. I don't know if I haven't told y'all the downloads.
Wow, there's 40.
Just FYI, y'all, I'm going to bleep this out. Y'all are some I tagged y'all in that post and none of y'all shared it. Not a one of you.
Listen, because I want to spread it out. I'm going to make my post tomorrow. I didn't want to just all post it all the same night.
That's actually smart. Never mind. I'll let you slide on that one. I am going to get Dustin to talk about it or at least let me mention it in the travel vlog for the deal. But no, we're up to like, I think it's close to 50 downloads on the first episode and we're at almost like 30 downloads on the second episode.
Dang.
So,
we're popping.
I mean, I guess all 50 and
40. What's the listen through rate on this? Is that a thing?
I have to go to each individual place to look platform. That up. Yeah. So I'd have to look it up on Google. Then I'd have to go look it up on Apple. The platform I'm on just shows the plays, the number of plays. Because the way it works is
that's good, bro.
I upload it to one and it blasts it out through RSS feed to all the platforms. And literally, I showed y'all that picture of all the platforms that were available. We're green on all of them now. So we're available literally everywhere. Like
that's
everywhere.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. But I don't know if it is good.
Well, I think we'll, as we wrap this up, I think the next one, maybe we can try to schedule while we're at Saginaw.
Yeah. We just got to get BJ in the loop. If he's not on a boat.
Yeah. We can kind of tell BJ, you know, what's going on.
What happened?
Picked the camera up yet? So,
like, we're talking about doing another one of these when we're at Saginaw, because this will post. This one will post in the middle of Saginaw. So the one next episode 3 posts. I'm doing them like every Tuesday, so it drops like every Tuesday at 6 a.m. just so, because it takes up to an hour for that whatever platform to check the RSS feed to grab it. So it's just always there in the morning. I'm just trying to think of, like, I don't know what times these podcasts work best. I don't think there it really matters. It just sort of shows up when you're driving or working. But I figure if we put it there in the morning, if you work in like a warehouse or wherever and you want to listen, it's there for the day. So I don't know. I'm just putting them at 6 a.m., but every Tuesday. And this one will post after Saginaw. So we'll have to film one to have after that or during Saginaw. Yep. This one will post during Saginaw. The next one, we're actually talking about more YouTube stuff, which I was trying to keep this one a little bit.
Brett show.
I was trying, what?
So that's going to be the Brett show. Stay tuned.
It really wasn't. Like, I listened back to it. Like, I realized I was trying not to talk that much on this one because I was like, dude, I'm overpowering.
Oh, we already recorded that one?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, the next one we're going to film.
No, like, so we're, as we're talking right now, we posted two. And the third one was the one we did at Cayuga where we talked about YouTube.
Hey guys, I'm just a camera guy. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Facts.
You got control of this.
Look, that's all we really are. Any question you ask us, we're just the camera guys. And that's going to wrap it up. We appreciate all of y'all for listening. And we'll see y'all, or y'all can listen to us on the next one.